It's the Press Box.
Thanks to Ryan the Hockey Guy. Brad Powers at 8:30, all your college football news and picks. And at 9:30, weekend bankroll, $200 on the line. VGK tonight, I'll be out there with the boys, 7 o'clock against the Kings. Puck drops at 7. Please be joined now, though. They are on their way to Laramie. Follow them on Twitter at UNLV Sanchez. Head football coach at UNLV, Tony Sanchez, opens conference play against the Cowboys tomorrow, 5 p.m. Vegas time. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, man. Tell us about the bye week. It's early, and you have two of them, so I assume you don't know what's going to happen later in the season in terms of your health, but I assume this bye week gave you a lot of chance to look at some high school kids and some recruiting?
It did. It did. You know, we got a good – we jumped ahead, you know, in Wyoming and did some good stuff. It wasn't like that normal bye week in the middle where you got to really rest them up. Did a little of that, cut things down, but, yeah, recruiting was a big deal. Ton of staff meetings before we hit the road. Some guys took off on Wednesday, myself and – handful of guys that hung back to do Wednesday's practice took off on Thursday, and yeah, hit a bunch of schools. You know, hit some junior college, hit some high schools. We had guys in multiple different states, and I know I was on 3 different flights, so I saw quite a few kids. It was good.
Wow, that's like Elvis Presley going through the airports, man. Do you get any time to rest?
Yeah, I tell you what, you do that when it's all said and done, man. But the recruiting part's been really good. We got a lot to sell right now, so it's exciting.
So let's talk about the week off, and how does that help you kind of like refine the attack of how you want to start the season and how you want to go through it now?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, you come out of the gate, you play a lesser team, you do what you're supposed to do and look really good. You know, defensively thought we played decent in week 2. Offensively was just absolutely flat. I mean, it just is what it is. Week 3, the guys responded and played well. I mean, played well enough to win a game, made some critical mistakes that cost us a game. So when you look at that body of work, you got to really look at yourself, okay, where are we at? What adjustments we need to make? You know, settling guys down, really focusing on those things. And so we really focused on the preparation like it was a game week. We stayed in the office late. You know, we know we left early. We broke everything down as if we were playing that Saturday. We just shortened the practice time down on the guys. So I feel like we got a real leg up. And then you got a chance to sit back last Saturday and watch, you know, Wyoming's, you know, last game. Obviously, they're dealing with some injuries. Unfortunately, we ended up losing a guy, Drew Techman, too. So those things are going to happen. I'm sure they'll respond, and I know we will, too. So it's going to be a good game, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, so each week, obviously, you try to counter them. They try to counter you, kind of guess what they're doing and vice versa. Where do you find the balance this week in that what you do best is what they do best at stopping? We just had a Wyoming writer on who says he believes the winds could be pretty bad in Laramie tomorrow. What a shock there. But, you know, instead of falling into maybe what they want you to, hey, we're going to throw, you also probably want to start with what you do best. I mean, where's the balance, Mark? Because they really stop the run and you really run the ball well.
Yeah, we are who we are. We're going to run the football, and I don't care who you are. We're going to run right at you. And, you know, so when we talk about developing the passing game and throwing the ball, you need to do that, man. In this day and age, even, you know, you look at stat boxes like last, like, you know, look at, you know, Memphis. Memphis didn't throw the ball a bunch. I think 18 times, and they're a team that throws it a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't. They found a way to win running the football. So we're going to run the football. We just got to be more opportunistic in the passing game. We got to create more explosives in the passing game, and we need a little bit more consistency. So we saw a little bit. We saw that out of our minds the last game. Unfortunately, we threw one bad pick. And then when you look at his completion percentage, it was 60-some-odd percent. And when he really struggled is when we put him in third and longs, and anybody's going to struggle in that. So, again, we got to run the football, give ourselves manageable passing situations. But we're never going to go and just be – you know, air UNLV. We're going to run the football to set ourselves up to pass.
We're speaking with head coach Tony Sanchez. Tomorrow night, the game begins 5 o'clock right here on ESPN Las Vegas, UNLV against Wyoming. And take us back to that Northwestern game. You guys were totally in that game. It was very, very close. And what did you really come away with? Maybe not just on offense, but I thought defensively, you guys really stepped up.
We did. That's the first time we've played a Power 5 school where I felt like in the trenches we were just, if not more physical than the other team. That was big watching film. I mean, nobody got pushed around. We moved the line of scrimmage. We did some good things. You know, the biggest thing is, again, you come down to critical errors. We talk about it all the time, right? And so, you know, we got to come out of the gate playing well offensively, especially after the Arkansas State game. We take the ball. We drive right down. We score. Get the ball back. Drive right down. First and 10 on the 19 going in. And we have a turnover on first down. We get the ball in the third possession, we drive right down and score. We should have had 3 scoring drives in a row, and you can't get those things back, right? We come out of the locker room at halftime, drive right down the field to the 35 in a two-point ball game, sorry, and throw a pick, you know, and it was just a bad read. I mean, we had a backside post guy open, make a bad read, throw a pick, and then we still rebound from that, and then you get to 11 minutes left in the game, and you have a short field goal opportunity to make it a 6-point game, and we miss it. So those three things, with giving up the one big pass play on defense, that's the difference in the whole ball game.
Coach, we appreciate the time. I know you're busy. You got to get going to Laramie. Thanks.
Sounds like you're already on the plane with wind.
Yeah. You know what? We get going a little bit later on Fast Friday, so I'm just got my Starbucks. I'm rolling in right now, enjoying my country music. I'm good.
What kind of country tunes are you playing? What? Don't tell me Blake Shelton.
I play all of them.
Country stations all day long. Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what, Coach. We appreciate it. Let's talk
to
next
Coyote.
Week,
there you go. Thanks, Tony.
Take care.
There he is. Tony Sanchez, head football coach, UNLV. Good for him listening to the Coyote. Well, you're going to Laramie, Wyoming, my friend. You might as well know the local tunes of that place.
Yeah, you know, you got to get ready for the Charlie Daniels band.
What a shock. It's going to be windy in Laramie. I don't even know if I've ever been to Laramie 100 times in my life. I don't know when it's not been windy. Like, if it's not windy, you're looking around going, what's wrong with Laramie? It can swirl, man. And I completely agree with Coach Sanchez. Look, you got to be who you are, man. You can't. And you know what? And look, they beat Missouri, but we're not sitting here saying they've stopped Alabama and Clemson and everyone else on the ground.
Right.
So UNLV will be able to run. You have two of the best running players in that league in Armani Rogers and Charles Williams. Find a way to run. And then here's the thing. You get chunk on the ground, then have Armani try to hit him with something. You know, to come out throwing like Arkansas State, I don't know if that works against these guys. I think they can run against Wyoming. You can't tell me in a fifth year you can't run against Wyoming. I think he can, and I think he's right. I think he has to do that. You have to throw at some point. I understand that. But play to your strengths, man. This isn't Clemson. It's a nice 3-1 team. Tulsa's not very good. They didn't beat Tulsa last week. I'm not ready to put Wyoming in the Boise State class of the Mountain West right now. Or even, by the way, even the Utah State class, because I think they're the second best team in the entire Mountain West. But so this is a winnable game. I told you when I saw the line, Adam and I are in Minnesota, Adam Hill, I'm like, what? Now, look, Wyoming has to be favored. UNLV hasn't played very well. But when we saw it go from 7 and immediately bet to 10, I said, all right, I think some of the pros overreacted there. I don't know why that went to 10 so quickly. And I'm telling you, that we're at the Vikings-Raiders game. That thing went to 10 like within 10 minutes of that game. I'm like, what happened? Now I'm like, I don't know. They overreacted there. I think it's a winnable game for them. I'd be all over the 9.5 if I did bet, which I don't, but I would be, because I think they're going to be in the game. And I think, you know, look, Craig Bowl does a nice job. They run this up. They're beat up as well. As, like, you know, Coach says, UNLV now, Trekman out, and some of the guys that are hurt in his team. But this is a winnable game, and it's, look, let's be honest, it's an important game. Boise, Vandy follows. He said, you know, Fresno, San Diego State, this doesn't get easy over the next month. This is a really winnable, important game. They've had a week to prepare. I think they go in and are in there in the fourth quarter, and that's all at that point. You know, Laramie, in that altitude, if you're in it in the fourth quarter, yeah, at some point you got to step up and take care of business.
Oh,
man.
You know this
you
thing's going to be close.
Care of business.
Yeah, this game's going to be close. And, you know, their quarterback, Sean Chambers, is not lighting the world on
fire.
But
he's a young kid, too.
He's young.
They're having trouble throwing the ball.
He played a little bit last year, as we noted earlier with Gagliardi, but 9 of 25 against 193 yards.
Yeah, was that Tulsa?
Against Tulsa, which is not a very good team. And we're talking like a middle-of-the-road team, even in their own conference. He did rush for 83 yards. But it's obvious that this is going to be two teams that are going to force the run back and forth, and every now and then able to get a makeable pass. I don't see Sean Chambers going deep, but you know what? Maybe he will, because it's UNLV, and I don't see Armani Rogers going deep, but maybe he will because it's Wyoming. Yep. And Wyoming has two of their quarterbacks out for this game.
Yeah, their secondary is beat up. Look, you put it out as a challenge right now because they have not played well. I'm sorry. I'll say it. That offensive line for UNLV has not been what everyone said it was going to be this year. You know what? Step up.
Oh, they're so,
this is your game.
Right. They're so much better than what they've been playing.
Step up and look at a Wyoming team who's like average and not, what are they giving up, like 3 yards a rush. I mean, nobody's run against them. But again, they haven't played, you know, the greats of the greats either. So I'm reserving judgment on Wyoming's stellar defensive or rush defense. They're probably good. I don't know if they're as good as their numbers. That UNLV line who we heard so much about, and this is the year, and this and that. Step up, man. This is the challenge. You have to run the ball tomorrow. You have a quarterback who's a running quarterback. You add wind. I don't know if it's going to be windy or not. We keep saying that only because Gagliardi, who's lived there his whole life, said it's going to be windy tomorrow. I have to trust him.
Who knows?
Even though, again, predicting the weather in Laramie is like, you know, hitting 10 of 10 on a parlay. I mean, who knows it given? He even said earlier in the show, I don't think it'll snow. I'm like, what do you mean think? It might snow? Now all of a sudden that? So, but this offensive line has not been good. Rodgers has been on his butt too much. There's been too many negative plays. They have to step up. And I think Tony will do that. And I think the offensive line coach, someone needs to challenge him tomorrow. You have to run the ball tomorrow. And if you run the ball and you run it like UNLV can, they will have a great chance to win the football game. But if you say your quarterback has to throw 21 times or whatever he did against Arkansas State in like the first half, you're not winning there. You will play right into their hands. I don't care who's beat up in their secondary. It's not happening, man. He has shown you who he is. So challenge that offensive line to step up and to put someone on their ass and to open holes for one of the best running backs in the conference and easily the best running quarterback in your conference.
Play like you did in that last game in Northwestern, where both the offensive line and defensive line played very, very stout. You're totally in that game. You're just down 16-14 at the half.
And sometimes you can't control the turnovers. I get that. You get hit, you fumble, whatever.
Yeah.
Control your emotions.
Control your emotions.
No more stupid personal fouls. That that kills. You know, UNLV is a look. We're talking about a team that a lot of stuff has to go right for it to win on the road. That's just a plain fact. Don't help any. The other team doesn't need help by your personal fouls. Now, if you turn it over, you turn it over. Something things happen. You throw a bad ball. You get hit. I get all that. But don't do the false start nonsense.
Yeah,
don't
no,
do
no more
the
procedural
personal.
Penalties.
Yeah, that stuff.
That's enough.
The last thing Wyoming needs tomorrow is your help. You know what I mean? The last thing Northwestern needed was some of those penalties. They didn't need any help. They were favored anyway. You had to go in there and beat a favored team like you do tomorrow. So how do you do that? You play clean, and then you hope you don't turn it over. You don't try to turn it over. Like I said, you can throw a bad pass or a kid can get hit in a certain angle and fumble the ball. That stuff's mostly out of your control as a coach. But you can certainly make it a point on the plane or wherever. Be clean. And then you'll have a chance. Run the ball and be clean. No stupid penalties. No emotional penalties. Alabama can get away with 5 personal fouls a game and beat someone by 40. UNLV can't do that stuff. You can't. UNLV sometimes can't get away with 1 personal foul if, in fact, it stops a scoring drive that you needed at the end of the game in like a 6-point game. Like, yeah, but if Jimmy hadn't had that stupid penalty, we would have scored on that drive. That's where UNLV is. So be clean with your penalties. And run the ball. And I think they have a great chance to win. I don't believe this 9.5, brother.
No, I don't
either. If I bet and I don't, I would be all over. I'm not a believer. I think Wyoming's probably a typical Craig Bowl, well-coached, nice Mountain West team. I don't think it's an insurmountable tomorrow. I'm sorry. That can't be.
I don't think this Craig Bowl team has any business laying 10 points.
No,
against anybody.
No,
anyone.
I don't either. No, I mean, I wouldn't even say. Now with San Jose State beating Arkansas, I don't know if they should lay 10 against San Jose State. I mean, no, I agree. I think it's probably a nice Mountain West team. The first number I thought of when someone said is, what is the line? I said, I think they'll probably be 6, maybe bet to 7 because of how UNLV looked against Arkansas State and the bettors are going to go, are they any good? When that went to 10, I looked at Adam. I won't forget this. We're in Minnesota. I'm like, dude, that's too much. They're overreacting now. They're either overreacting to how good they think Wyoming is, and I don't think they're that as good as people think they are, or they're overreacting to how bad they might think UNLV is. But that 10, I'm like, no way. I'll come in here Monday. If these guys get beat double digits, I will be shocked. I will be. I just can't see it. I don't think Wyoming's that good. And I think UNLV's a little better than we've seen. Well, they have to be better than the Arkansas State game. That was a disaster. But you saw enough in the Northwestern game to like, that team should be able to go win in Wyoming.
Yes.
That team should be able to win the game strong with a week to prepare.
With a week to prepare. But that's it. They're coming off a bye, and Wyoming's going into one. So it'll be an interesting game. We'll take a quick break. We'll join Brad Powers on the other side. We'll get into college football and NFL picks next.